All right, good to have you with us. Again, the only thing that matters that should be just befuddling and impossible to figure out is the lack of action that the Commanders have shown at the center position. Literally, Nick Allegretti was hurt a couple plays into day one, and they knew he was going to be gone for a couple of weeks. And you always should know that there is a chance of re-aggravation, especially for a position that requires you to go backwards more than forwards and to anchor and to set. Somebody in that building had to know, because I knew that there was a good chance that Nick Allegretti was going to come back and re-injure himself. How did I know that? They didn't. How? Or if they did know it, or think about it, they had a stunning lack of an answer. Because guess what, boys and girls? Julian Good-Jones and Matt Golden are not the answer. And they knew that as well. They knew that as well. On Saturday in Detroit, Pro Football Focus graded 37 offensive players for the Commanders. 37. You know who was number 35? Julian Good-Jones. You know who was number 36? Matt Golden. That's your starting centers right now, boys and girls. Right now. Now, Nick Allegretti's probably going to come back in time for week one, probably. But the notion that they know, or that they should feel good, or that they should feel comfortable about Nick Allegretti at this point, with nothing to do with football, just purely his calf. Never mind whether he can do the job or not. The notion that they feel comfortable or optimistic or assured or set is absurd. The cutdown is 6 days away. Guys are going to be let go. Guys are available now via trade. And they haven't done anything. I know they signed three guys 2 weeks ago. Come on. They haven't played any of them at center. They haven't played any of them. The third guy that they had as an option is now the starting left tackle. Julian Good-Jones got a 40.1 overall from PFF and had two penalties. Matt Golden, even worse. No penalties. 39.0. And if you watch, you see Matt Golden whiffing on blocks that he connected on last Friday night against Miami. Now listen, from time to time, that's going to happen. Right? And Golden didn't play the whole game at center. Played some at guard. Got it. I don't know, man. Like, how do you see what's ahead? Realize where we are on the calendar, August 24th. Not August 4th, August 24th. And not have any answers right now. Now, I'm sure they're working guys out. I'm sure. Right? And if your answer is, hey, man, they signed Max Sharpring a couple of weeks ago, he can play the interior. Well, okay. I mean, he did play 15 snaps at center. He did okay. I guess that's your answer. I guess that's your Nick Allegretti insurance policy. I guess. Because it's not Julian Good-Jones. And Sharpring was a former second-round pick who does have NFL experience. So I guess from their perspective, they're going to say, well, wait a second. We drafted a kid in the sixth round. We retained Julian Good-Jones. We signed Max Sharpring early in camp. I think day three of camp. And we're expecting Nick Allegretti to be fine. We're good. What's to see here? I guess you could look at it that way. But then the realistic part of me looks at it as, wait, we went from pursuing Tyler Linderbaum to Max Sharpring? How did that happen? How did that happen? All right, time to take a timeout because I can feel my blood pressure going. We'll get into the rest of the game and some of the things that I like, some of the things that I didn't like, along with you if you care about anything other than uniform color, stripes, shields, logos, identities, and brands, and uniform numbers. Go right ahead. Would love to hear from you. 17-13, the Detroit Lions win over the Commanders. That's not important. Not important at all in any way, shape, or form. All right, let's get to it. Big news day in the NFL right here, right now. All right, the Commanders will hold a light practice about an hour or so from now. We'll hear from Dan Quinn coming up, see what he has to say. They will have another practice tomorrow morning at 8:30, closed to the public, and then a full padded practice Wednesday morning in Owings Mills at the Ravens facility, unless the Commanders decide to do what the Ravens did to them last year, which is skip out because they don't want to sit in traffic. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, around the NFL, how about this? Especially after the weekend performance and the press conference, who had it that Deshaun Watson was going to be named QB1 for the Cleveland Browns? Well, if you did, you win. And if you had Shedeur Sanders, you lost, as the great Warner Wolf would once say. Deshaun Watson, named by Todd Monken, the opening day starting quarterback. He also apologized for his comments in which he called fans disrespectful for booing him. He's right. They are disrespectful, but he doesn't understand why they're booing him. 30-year-old Watson apparently beating out, for now, Shedeur Sanders, who looked fairly good on Saturday. Meanwhile, how about this? Remember when Dan Snyder was the joke of NFL owner circles? Well, the joke's on York. Jed York, right now. Arrested in Ohio, pleading no contest to two misdemeanor charges on suspicion of engaging in prostitution. That's right. In East Palestine, Ohio, over the weekend, the charge was amended to a misdemeanor disorderly conduct after York actually pleaded no contest and an additional misdemeanor charge for possessing criminal tools, whatever that means, was added to the till. And one last one for you. The Nationals are back home tonight at 6:45 against the Colorado Rockies, who come in at 50-80. The Nationals, whew, it has become rough for them. They got swept by the Miami Marlins. 6:45 tonight, 106.7 The Fan, and that's what's trending.